This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents The Witch of Portobello by Paulo Coelho, a novel read by Rita Wolfe, translated from the Portuguese by Margaret Hulde Costa. Copyright 2006 by Paulo Coelho. English translation copyright 2007, Margaret Hulde Costa. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for those who turn to you. Amen. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they that come in may see the light. Luke 11:13. The Witch of Portobello. Before these statements left my desk and followed the fate I eventually chose for them, I considered using them as the basis for a traditional, painstakingly researched biography, recounting a true story. And so I read various biographies thinking this would help me, only to realize that the biographer's view of his subject inevitably influences the results of his research. Since it wasn't my intention to impose my own opinions on the reader, but to set down the story of The Witch of Portobello as seen by its main protagonists, I soon abandoned the idea of